the CEO of CAB Governance Consult, Kwesi Efriyebedu, says there is no need for a commission of inquiry into the payment of judgment debts. He said the country cannot do without such payments, arguing that it is one of the ways of resolving conflicts. Mr. Efriyebedu, however, noted that the concern raised by many has been the quantum and frequency of the payments in recent times. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
There are some judgment debts that we are paying that simply border on irresponsibility or negligence. Let me give you an example. Public Accounts Committee summoned somebody to appear before the committee, how he got his judgment, and I said, well, he still failed to make an appearance. So it was a case somebody had initiated against the state. Attorney General's office was sent the relevant notice. They failed and or refused to make appearance. And if you are giving notice, you are giving the information, and you fail to make an appearance in court, the judge will not wait for you. So they went ahead and gave judgment in favor of the plaintiff who has sought the court's intervention. So these are judgments that's being paid purely out of negligence and to a certain extent, a certain level of irresponsibility. Then there are judgments that are also being honored as a result of purported negotiation. I'm using my words carefully, purported negotiation, because you see, the Constitution provides that in the exercise of discretionary power, it must be done in a fair, transparent, and objective manner. There are judgment debts that have been paid, but people didn't have a very clear-cut basis how the quantum was determined. So these are purported negotiated settlements, which were later adopted by the court. Again, it looks like some of them cannot stand the test of time in terms of diligence, exercising due diligence and being transparent and having an objective criteria that will cut across and stand the test of time. Then there are also judgment that are coming as a result of our petty politics. You see, one of the unfortunate practices in our system is the situation where a ruling party taking over the reins of affairs decide to see past activities and actions of the previous government in a criminal light and say that, look, we will not honor commitment. You see, when commitment has been entered on behalf of the state, whoever manages the affairs of the state should be very careful in repudiating contracts. Because you see, if you repudiate, the other party will likely end up in court, and the court or the judge that has sworn to do justice to all manner of people would easily find the state guilty and then order payment of judgment debts. So you see, our politics has contributed. Self-centered negotiations has contributed. Non-appearance or negligence has contributed.
Then in recent days, there have been calls for a national or maybe a commission of inquiry into all judgment debts. Do you also support this call?
Seriously, I don't know what that commission of inquiry will be seeking to establish. And we should make sure that we don't create another bureaucratic structure that will, at the end of the day, throw up ideas that we could have already dealt with from a perspective of common sense if we were that committed to the management of resources. You don't need to go that far to know that there have been problems and weaknesses in our approach towards payment of judgment debts. Between the Public Accounts Committee, the work done by Yoko, the issues that have appeared or submitted to Cabinet, we stand well placed for the Office of Attorney General and the Minister of Finance, working with the Parliament, especially the Public Accounts Committee, to put some memo before both the executive, in this case the president and parliament, that as a way forward, we believe that this is what we need to do. We don't need to set up another bureaucratic structure called Commission of Inquiries.
CEO of CAB Governance Consult, Kwesi Efriyebedu, talking to Bubu Klinogu on the payment of judgment debt.